Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Sports Cap Coach Speak segment that we have. We're here with Ron Arthur, the Shawnee boys basketball coach. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good, man. Wanted to get a little bit of your background for the listeners that might not know a lot about you. Where'd you go to school? How did you get into coaching and kind of your philosophy or how all that came about?
Okay, well, I graduated from Oklahoma State in 1993, and I had the honor of being a basketball manager for the men's basketball program there. So I worked for Leonard Helmsen for a couple years, and then I worked for the legendary Eddie Sutton for 3 years before I graduated, and then moved to Ponca City, where I coached there for 8 years. I was the assistant coach and sophomore coach for 4 years, and then became the head coach for four. And then I was persuaded to go to Muskogee. So I spent one season at Muskogee, and then I thought I wanted to be a college coach. So after that, I spent a couple years at NEO up there in Miami as an assistant men's basketball coach. And then I thought, well, you know, I think I'm a high school guy. I tried the college gig a little bit. And so I came to Shawnee in 2004, and this is where I've been ever since. It's my 15th season coming up.
Well, that's a pretty extensive record there. How do you anticipate this coming up season? You know, I know that your team is usually pretty good. I have a boy that actually plays at El Reno, so I'm kind of familiar with the program a little bit. But
I'm getting tired of getting beat by El Reno, though. So can you tell your son to take it easy on us this year, just one time for me?
Man, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that, you know. But
one time. I mean, they can have the others. Just one.
Tell us a little about how you anticipate this class and this district being coming up this season. And
well, it's going to be a really interesting year for us because, you know, last season we had a group of eight seniors that won a lot of games for us, and they played a lot of minutes. And then we had another kid that moved away to over the Prague. And so that's 9 of your 12 that are gone from last year's roster. So to say rebuilding is probably a great understatement. We have six seniors this year, and then one junior on the varsity and a couple sophomores right now. And, you know, we're just trying to figure out a few more spots to fill. And, you know, there's a lot of candidates. There's more sophomores, and we even have a couple freshmen that are we candidates to fill spots for. So we're going to be very inexperienced, probably the most inexperienced team that I've had here in Shawnee. But, you know, our guys are going to work hard. They're going to compete, and they're going to give everybody their best shot. But I think this season here is going to be really, really interesting. Now, for us, we play in the Suburban Conference. And so with that, it's all 5A schools. But we're going to play playoffs in 6A this year, just like we did last year. So that's a little bit different from what normally happens. But the 5A, I think, is going to be a really outstanding class this year. And I think 6A is going to be great as well. You know, with Booker T coming back to 6A, that makes it really interesting with Putnam City North and, you know, teams like that are traditionally always there. But, you know, 5A, 6A basketball, I think, is going to be really good this year.
All right. So tell me a little bit about your players. You said you only got three coming back from last year. So I'm betting you're probably going to be looking to, you know, some of those three players for leadership and maybe some playmakers. Who do you have on your squad that we should be looking out for?
Well, Tyler Hubert probably has more experience. Well, it does, not probably. He does have the most experience coming back. Tyler is our starting point guard, and he played a backup point guard. He was on the state tournament team a couple years ago as a sophomore, and, you know, he played a little bit more for us last year on the off guard positions as well. So Tyler has a load of experience, so he's going to have to definitely be our leader, both on the court and off the floor. And then we have a kid named DeAndre Love. DeAndre played over half the games last year. He got in varsity action. Really, really good athlete for us. A great rebounder, can score. He's really done a good job of improving his outside game. So we look forward to those two guys leading the way for us. And then we have one more kid, though, A.J. Howard. He's also a senior. He's a guard. He didn't play a lot for us on the varsity last year, but A.J. is a very smart player, and he's got some athleticism to him. He's only about 5'10", but he plays really scrappy. So Those guys are going to definitely have to lead the way for us this year.
All right. So can you tell us a little bit about your goals for the year, or maybe your expectations? I know whenever it's kind of a rebuilding year, you might set the bar a little bit lower than another year if you had a lot of seniors and a lot of people coming back that you did well the last year. So what are you looking at for goals for the season, or like I said, like the expectations of your team this year?
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, this is probably our most inexperienced team that we have coming back. So, you still want to set goals up high because, if you're going to reach for the stars, every year. So the expectations pretty much stay the same as far as the basics. We want our guys to go out there and we want them to play as hard as they can play every minute, because we talk about how that relates to life and working and, in the workforce. In the adult world, and we want them to play as smart as they can play the game like it should be played, play the game like we teach it, and we want them to play together. And we already talked to them about, it doesn't matter what the scoreboard reads, win or loss. Did you play hard? Did you play smart? Did you play together? If you did that, then you've won. We get so much wrapped up into the wins and losses, even if you do have a veteran team. That's still got to be the same message that you give every year. But if we can improve every practice and we can improve from and learn lessons from every game, then we're going to make progress. One thing that we don't do, I did it when I was younger, but I don't do it so much now. I don't let them set goals about wins and losses, because I think it's you start looking at the schedule and you go, well, we can win this one, we can lose that one. I've developed it into a philosophy where I don't want them thinking that they're going to lose to someone. There are some tough teams on our schedule. You have the Carl Albert, and you have El Reno on there twice, just to name a few of the teams that we play in our conference. I don't want them looking at that schedule and going, okay, well, we're going to go to El Reno, so we're going to lose that one. Because you already lost it before you got on the bus, and that's not what we want. We want them, again, to look at the end of the game. Did you play hard? Did you play smart? Did you play together?
All right. Well, I like that philosophy, Coach, and I really appreciate you coming on with us. And I like hearing coaches talk about the stuff that these kids are learning, how it applies to after basketball, and how it applies to actually grooming these young men to become, successful members of society. So,
yes, sir. And that's really what we're supposed to be doing in education-based athletics, is getting them prepared for life. Through the game, whichever game we coach, in this particular case, basketball. And I try to relate to basketball and what happens in the basketball game as you are as a person. And we talk about going to screen for someone, and how does that relate to life? Well, you're doing something for someone else. The assist, you're giving someone else an opportunity to be successful. You're successful. You acknowledge the passer. Yeah, those things right there, because it's the game is bigger than what we probably was coached to do in some aspects. So not that we have bad coaches, anything like that, but our society is just so different now, and our kids have kind of lost or losing that mentality of doing something for someone else, or everyone wants to make that play because of shows like SportsCenter and Top 10 plays and things like that they see. We're trying to get back to bring our kids back to the basics, where these things right here are the most valuable things about life. It's not about what you do. It's about what we do. And so if we can get those guys to agree with that and follow that, then we're in good shape.
All right. Hey, I like it, Coach. Good luck on the season, and we'll be keeping track and, watching you guys. I'll probably end up watching you guys play a couple times. So good luck on the season. And like I said, thank you for joining us today.
Of course, anytime, and I appreciate you guys having us, and we look forward to a great season.
All right.